Hello.
Hello, this is Nay returning your call from customer service. May I please have a zip code to get an account pulled up for you?
45420.
45420, and can I have the first and last name?
Charles Pennington.
Yes, sir. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
2127 Colton Drive, Kettering, Ohio, 45420.
Yes, sir. And what can I do for you today?
Yes, ma'am. Is this I'm seeing these charges on my account and I don't know who they're for. It says Swift Enhance. What is that?
Yes, sir. It's a Vibe watch.
A Vibe watch?
Yes, sir. I see that it was signed up on March the 4th of this year, and the shipping and handling of $7.92 was paid. And then it was what that was it was a 14-day trial. So during that 14-day trial, if it wasn't canceled, they billed the full price. That's what you're seeing that charge of $69.97 on the account for on March the 22nd. Now, unfortunately, I do see on the account that there is a chargeback on the account, meaning that your bank has put a dispute on there. So, anything on this account, we're not allowed to go in and touch it or issue a refund or anything until we have the bank contact us, since they have the dispute on there. And once they contact us, what they do is we're going to ask them like the same thing I asked you: your zip code, the first and last name, and to verify the shipping address. And they'll have to take the dispute off because there's no way for us to like even refund it back. And when they take that dispute off, we refund the money back right when they're on the phone.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.